For those of you who are aware from my December seminar about behind the information war and the conflict, or the so-called manufactured conflict between General Flynn and Lynn Wood, you'll remember that QAnon John was entirely just with the General Flynn thing and actually attacking Lynn Wood. And in that phone call, Lynn Wood asks General Flynn, "Oh, by the way, can you have QAnon John stop attacking me?" And General Flynn said, "Okay, yeah, we can manage that." So it appears that this represents a bifurcation, splitting, or transfer of the QAnon John stuff out of the General Flynn sphere, which makes sense because if you know anything General Flynn does now or says now that appears remotely pro-Russian will feed into a broader narrative that seeks to implicate General Flynn with regard to the Russia collusion hoax. So you'll probably find General Flynn right now is pushing very hard for Team Ukraine within a limited context, or at least anti-Russian or anti-Putin stuff. So then you see QAnon John, who's been transferred away from the General Flynn camp, although it's very clear from the conversation that QAnon John is a General Flynn asset, right? I mean, it comes out of his group, right? His digital soldiers group. So there you go. And then now you see QAnon John pursuing the line that the Russian incursion into Ukraine is about the cabal, and that you'll maybe hear things about bioweapons labs and things like that. This is true stuff, by the way, with bioweapons. So I covered before, now my website was taken down a day before this conflict restarted, which told us that something was going to happen. But at the same time, well, we covered a Bulgarian journalist showed that Georgia, right, not the American state, but the country in the Caucasus, the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, that Georgia has these bioweapons labs dealing with anthrax and other experimental biological weapons and developing an oncovirus, which is a virus that causes cancer. So those were built up by deep state assets working through NATO and transatlanticism in Georgia. So that they have similar or the same in Ukraine would be par for the course. That's not a conspiracy theory. Those are definitely there. And bioweapons manufactured in countries that border Russia and have had regime changes there from color revolutions that have placed anti-Russian leaderships in power. Certainly, then when they build U.S. deep state financed bioweapons labs, that those are directed against Russia. So it's a legitimate military target, and it would make perfect sense that Russia would take those out. So I'm not confirming that those operations have happened, but it would actually surprise me if those operations would not happen at some point very soon. So I would rate that likely.